These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending September 20th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Last month, Tavis Ormandy of Google's Project Zero discovered a LastPass vulnerability that exposed credentials entered on a previously visited site. The vulnerability let malicious JavaScript code run with no user interaction needed if the target visited an infected website. LastPass patched the exploit in version 4.33 on September 12th. Users with automatic extension updates should be fine. Others should update immediately. Google updated its parental control software Family Link, adding the ability to set per-app screen time limits on devices. Previously, parents could only set limits on overall device screen time. Parents can also now assign bonus time, allowing one-off additional allocations of screen time. Uber has released RideCheck for all drivers and riders in the U.S. with plans to bring it to other countries as well. RideCheck uses the GPS, accelerometer, and gyroscope in a driver's phone to detect unusual behavior like long stoppages or potentially crashes. If it detects such a thing, Uber will send a notification to the driver and rider with quick access to the emergency button and Uber's safety line. A service called Free Trial Surfing, which automatically cancels subscriptions at the end of a free trial period, is launched in the UK after launching in the US previously. Developer Josh Browder, who also developed Do Not Pay to help fight parking fines, says Free Trial Surfing isn't linked to a customer bank account or credit card, but does have a partnership with a major bank. It's iOS only at the moment, with a web version in development. A customer receives a virtual credit card number and made-up name, which they use to sign up for the service. The card is registered to the company Do Not Pay, and Browder says the company card won't work for any other purchases other than the free trial. He also says his partner bank is big enough that in order to block free trial surfing, companies would have to stop offering free trial programs altogether. The Wi-Fi Alliance launched the Wi-Fi Certified 6 program, letting manufacturers certify devices using 802.11ax Wi-Fi radios. Certification means devices can now support WPA3 encryption, along with multi-user, multiple input, multiple output, 160 MHz channels, and orthogonal frequency division multiple access, which lets Wi-Fi 6 routers serve multiple clients simultaneously from a single channel. Finally, ZDNet reports that security researchers at VPN Mentor found a misconfigured Elasticsearch server with a database with information on most Ecuadorian citizens, including names, family members, civil registration, data, financial, and work information, as well as data on car ownership. The database has 20.8 million user records and appears to combine the government's civil registry with private sources, including 6.77 million entries for children. Ecuador has a population of 16.6 million people. The database was eventually secured after VPN Mentor reached out to the Ecuador Computer Emergency Response Team. VPN Mentor and ZDNet independently verified the source as the analytics firm Novastrot. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.